The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Single day. 9:09 on a Saturday, and it is time for the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane here with Andrea Pratarelli. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. You brought a whole posse in with
you
today.
I have so many people with me today.
So we're going to talk travel here, but before we even get into introducing guests and things, we always want to let people know what happens when they text FWT to 855-616-1620. And what is that this week?
Yeah, the text line is going to be similar to what we've done last week. We are on a mission to launch all of our 2026 Fox Group vacations. There were some last week that we talked about. We'll talk about a few more this week. Rose is actually going to announce a few more next week as well. Man. But if you want to be the first on the list to know about the groups that we are going to be launching for 2026, you can text in FWT, F like Fox, W like World, T like Travel, to 855-616-1620, and you will get a link that will allow you to get on something that we are calling the insiders list. So that is going to be an email that we send out to you, notifications that we send out when we launch those new trips. So you are the first to know. You get first dibs, first crack at signing up for some of the really cool options that we're offering next year.
Awesome. So where's Rose?
Where in the world is Rose Gray? Should be a segment that we have on this show.
Right,
right now, she is in the Galapagos. Okay. So she is traveling there with a group, and they are on the Celebrity Flora. So they're with Celebrity Cruise Lines. The Flora was a very, very cool ship that they built specifically for the Galapagos, because these are small little islands outside of Ecuador that not these big, big, big ships can get
sure.
to. So the Flora is really, really cool and pretty. I'm sure she'll have all sorts of cool stuff to talk about when she's back next week. But yeah, she's just living the wildlife, seeing the blue-footed boobies and the sea lions and just, yeah, having some real flamingos. I didn't realize there was flamingos there. She's got some really cool photos that we'll be posting.
Yeah, the pictures have been great on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
I've seen. So, okay. Introduce your guests.
So I am really excited to have someone with me that we've never had on the show before. We brought Danielle from our Appleton office. She is one of our advisors. Welcome, Danielle.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Are you saying that truthfully?
No, I actually am.
Okay. I mean, it's early on a Saturday. I wouldn't be. Okay. So Danielle, tell us a little bit about yourself before we do this first break here.
Yes. So I have been with Fox for... August will be my 2 years.
Okay.
Went by very fast. Time goes by fast when you're planning travel and seeing people go on all these amazing trips. I'm in the Appleton office, so made the drive down this morning, and I am one of our vacation advisors.
Okay.
So I do a lot of the all-inclusive trips. I do Hawaii, Europe, cruises, Caribbean cruises, river cruises, and just...
Danielle does it all. She is a wealth of information, this one.
Yeah.
Where have you all been? Just a quick list.
I have done a handful of cruises. I've done Mexico. I've done a lot of U.S. travel, too.
Okay.
So a lot of places I want to go. I really want to hit up Hawaii, Alaska. That's mostly what I've dabbled in. I have a lot to go, but
All right. We're going to talk more with Danielle, and we'll bring Elliot on eventually, but we'll get back to him when we come back. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
49 degrees, going to be sunny and 62 today. Going to be gorgeous outside. Dayton Kane here with Andrea Pratarelli. Rose Gray is on vacation. Well, no, she's not on vacation this time. She's actually hosting a trip for Fox World Travel. She was on vacation for spring break, which is why Colleen was filling in. She's just everywhere.
Arizona was a true vacation for her. Galapagos
right.
is a great experience, but she is She is working. I know it's hard to wrap your brain around working in the Galapagos, but she is.
Yeah. Sighting Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. It says, good morning here. This is Lori in Waukesha. My boyfriend and I are going to go to Punta Cana in mid-November. We're looking for an adults-only, all-inclusive resort. Activities aren't a priority. It's all about luxurious experience with a pool and beach for us. What do you recommend?
I'll give a couple of my recommendations and then I'll kick it over to Danielle and see if she has any other recommendations. There's a lot of great all-inclusives in Punta Cana. For those listeners, Punta Cana is in the Dominican Republic. Lots of great nonstop flight options out of Milwaukee during peak season, Chicago year-round. So it's really easy to get to beautiful, beautiful, beautiful beaches. If it's just two adults going, I would probably recommend looking at an adults only. You do end up getting a little bit more of that luxury experience that the texter is asking about when you stay at some of those adults-only hotels. So some of the ones that were coming top of mind for me would be Excellence. There's a couple Excellence properties. We traditionally get a lot of great feedback from those that have stayed there. I really like the Breathless property that's in Punta Cana. It's right next door to a Dreams, which is a family friendly, but you can go back and forth between. It's on a great stretch of beach. Breathless is really known for good entertainment, really good food. They're part of the HIC family, which is Hyatt Inclusive Collection. So a lot of the Secrets properties are going to be under there as well. I've stayed at a lot of Breathless, a lot of Secrets hotels, and they're kind of my go-to. Danielle, do you have any other?
I was going to say Secrets is the first one that came to mind. There is Secrets Cap Cana, which is kind of like, I think it's kind of like one of the more creme de la creme out of
all those.
Yeah,
I would say that's probably
like
the higher one for sure.
Yeah, and then there's also, they had a brand new one called Secrets Tides. That's the newest one. I've had clients stay at all the Secrets in Punta Cana, and they're all great, great food, very upscale and very nice. So that's why I would say.
Yeah, and Danielle's actually headed to Punta Cana soon. Well, what are you doing on that one, Danielle?
Yes, so I'm going at the end of July, so it'll be toasty warm, but I like the warm, so that's okay. I am going to be going with, so Apple Leisure Group, that's who we book like majority of our all-inclusive with, Apple Vacations. They invited me to their Kindness Conference, and it's basically, there's going to be 40 of us travel professionals under 40 years old, which would be very interesting. We're going to be doing networking, leadership. And it's really cool because one of the days they actually do like a service project. So last July when they did it, they actually like revamped a schoolhouse for kids. So it's
nice.
Really cool. Kind of like volunteer tourism.
Like a give back experience.
Yeah. Apple Vacations is really big into the giving back. And then, yeah, we'll just have like other activities, like I said, networking and like other sessions, too. I think we'll have like a keynote speaker, and I'm not sure which of the two I'm staying at, but it's either going to be the brand new Dreams Playa Esmeralda or the Secrets Playa Esmeralda.
Ooh,
but they're next
they're
to each other.
Great.
So I'll find out when it gets closer. But yeah, I'm just so thankful to be doing that and experiencing Punta Cana. The only thing is, it is an hour and a half. Like this area I'm going to be in, it's an hour and a half north of like Punta Cana proper.
Okay.
So it's like a longer transfer. So, but I'm still excited to experience it and then share with everyone when I get back.
Nice.
And Danielle's being pretty humble. This is a pretty cool opportunity. She had to apply for this. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of advisors that applied for this. And Apple Leisure Group selected their words, not mine, but I'm also going to back this up, but 40 of the kindest, most influential advisors under the age of 40. So for Danielle to be selected was a really, really, really big deal and just kind of shows how great she is.
Well, thank I'm you. Glad I get to meet you then, because it's always good to know good people. So we are going to take a break. Before we go there, though, FWT, you text that to 855-616-1620. You'll get the link to all the 2026 trips that are coming out. You said we have more to announce today?
Not new ones,
okay,
but we'll go through
say,
a few of them.
Because we announced a whole bunch already.
Yeah, more and more to come.
And there's still more coming, which is crazy to me. So we're going to take a break, but get your calls and texts in. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking travel because it's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. 9:23 on a Saturday. Going to be beautiful. It's already 49 degrees in Milwaukee on the way up to a high of 62. And the thing we haven't seen much lately, the sun is going to be shining. So that'll be good. Dayton Kane here with Andrea. We've got Danielle. We haven't even talked to Elliot yet, but he's in the studio. It's just a big old party here. And of course, Isaac in the producer's studio ready to take your calls at 855-616-1620. You can also text that, which is what we have here. It says, my wife, her parents, and I are going on a Norwegian fjords cruise in early October, leaving out of Copenhagen. We plan to explore both Copenhagen and Gothenburg, Sweden, before and after. Any suggestions on what to see and do near these cities?
There is kind of an unlimited number of things to do in Copenhagen alone. I know about the Tivoli Gardens, which is, it's a theme park, but I don't want anyone to think that it has to, you have to be on the roller coasters or anything like that. I think that is where, thanks to the New York Times game telling me this, I think that's where the world's oldest Ferris wheel is located. At the Tivoli Gardens, so it's very cool. There's some castles. Like, I know it's weird just to be like, you could go visit a castle, but the Rosenborg Castle is there. The Amalienborg Palace is there. The Christianborg's Palace is there. So all sorts of really cool museums, all sorts of botanical gardens. And for that time of year, the weather should still be very favorable. So easy to walk around, see some of the big churches that they have there. There's the Copenhagen Zoo. So yeah, really a lot of things that's easy accessible, easy to walk around and get a good feel of the city.
Okay. And you guys, isn't there a trip in 2026 going out that way?
So yeah, we actually have something very cool, something really unique that we have not done before. I know Rose talked about this a few weeks ago, but we have something called the Scandinavian Capitals Tour. This is a women's only tour. We have not done this before. I talked last week a little bit with Libby about how lots of times you hear about these great male explorers like Magellan and Columbus, and there are also some really cool women who are in aviation and travel and tourism that this group is built by, led by, run by, taken by women who get to see some really cool areas of Scandinavia. So you hit up Helsinki in Finland. You do an overnight Baltic cruise over to Stockholm in Sweden. You go up to Oslo, Norway, and then you end in Copenhagen in Denmark. So a couple nights in each. So it really gives you the best of all of that area. And that one is open for sale. And that is a small group. So I think this one, we only can take 24. Some of our groups, we can get up to 40 or 50, but this is a smaller one that is really going to be cool. Really, really unique.
Come back with a whole bunch of best friends.
Also, yeah, for sure. You could take your best friends on this group too. I think that would be really cool to go with a couple of your girlfriends.
All right. This would be a good point to, now again, if you text FWT to 855-616-1620, you'll get a link. Has all the so far announced trips, but it also gets you in for updates that come in quickly in the next couple weeks, right?
Yeah, in the next few weeks, we definitely have more that are coming for sure.
The Insiders Club?
The Insiders List, you want to be on it. It's a great place to be.
So what are some of the other trips that were announced over the last few weeks?
Oh my gosh, there were so many. Some of the ones that I didn't highlight last week with Libby, we have Japan in the springtime. Japan is a very, very hot destination right now, and lots of people want to go to see the cherry blossoms bloom, and this is the time to be able to do that. We did talk about this one, but we have safari and sunsets in South Africa and Zimbabwe. I know we talked a lot about Tanzania over the last couple of weeks, but this is another one that we're doing with our really good partners at African Travel. They really know how to do Africa. You get a lot of game drives. You get to see Victoria Falls on that one. Rose has done this exact tour with African Travel before, and it is probably in her top five, if I had to guess. We have 7 Alaska tours.
I was just trying to count them on the website. I'm like, it just keeps going.
Yeah. And there are different unique ways to see them. Some people want that more authentic Yukon territory type experience. So we have some that get you further up into Canada to see the Yukon. And then it's a shorter cruise. We have some that do double nights in Denali, and then it's a longer cruise. So there's lots of different ways that you can see it. We also have one to Alaska that we haven't done before, which is in March. And people are like, why in the heck would you go to Alaska in March? Well, that is when the best time to see the Northern Lights are. So if you are big into photography, we actually have some naturalists and some photographers that come on this tour with them to kind of help you take some of these photos and get some really great ones. We have Canadian Rockies with Rocky Mountaineer. It's a train travel. We have the Chelsea Flowers Show. So for those that are really into gardening and botany, the mecca of all things flower shows is the Chelsea Flowers Show in Europe. So that's a really great one to see. There are so many cool ones and more to come. TBD.
You always have the Best of Italy. That's always a popular one. I saw the one with the yacht this year. That's different.
Oh,
that's something you've never done earlier.
It's a very small ship. It is a lot. You are on a luxury yacht. And how many people get to say that they've done that before? So really, we're twisting things up a little bit this year. We're doing things a little differently, adding some unique partners that we've not worked with, adding some destinations we haven't done, or different kind of travel styles like that women's only tour.
Okay, we have about a minute before we go over to the news center. Tell people what Fox World Travel can all do besides these group trips.
Yeah, I was actually going to make mention of that because I know we have been talking a lot about the group style of travel the last couple of weeks, but we really can help with everything. We have a destination weddings team. What Danielle does is all sorts of what we would call foreign independent travel, everything very customized, really anywhere you want to go, anything you can dream, we can help put it together for you, whether you're traveling solo, whether you're traveling with your family or a big group of friends. We can help with pretty much everything.
And all the advisors aren't commission-based, so you're going to get the best advisor for what you're looking to
Correct. Yeah, if you call Danielle and say, I want to go to Gatlinburg, and she's like, oh gosh, I have no idea, but my colleague right next door to me over here, she's been three times, we would get you into the right hands, the right person who has been or is very knowledgeable on, has the best resources available to them. So we want to make sure we're partnering with someone that works really well for you.
Check this all out at foxworldtravel.com. We have another half hour to go. Get your calls and texts in, 855-616-1620. We now go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brinda. Good morning, Sean.
Thanks, Dave.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Big old party going on in the studio today. We have Andrea, Danielle, and Elliot all here from Fox World Travel. I'm Dayton Kane. Thank you for joining us. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. This one says, good morning. Are there going to be any charters from Rockford to Costa Rica in 2026?
So nothing that has been released yet for Rockford or for Milwaukee. I'm guessing this person has probably used those Rockford charters before. As a friendly reminder, charters are something that Apple Leisure Group, our good friends at Apple Vacations, they put together. So they are exclusive nonstop vacation flights that go out of select cities at select times of year. So what's really appealing for those that live in north or southeastern Wisconsin is that they do fly out of Milwaukee to several destinations. Typically, it's going to be Christmas through Easter. So mostly January, February, March, those operate. And they typically go to warm weather destinations, Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, Punta Cana, Jamaica, some other places, depending on the year. But in previous years, they stopped doing it the last couple of years. But this last year, they did bring back Rockford. For those of you that are not familiar with Rockford, it is about 20 minutes southwest of O'Hare. So it's a super easy drive. For those that have ever flown out of like Appleton, Green Bay, some of those smaller airports, that is what Rockford is like. It is very small. It is super easy, super convenient. Parking is really inexpensive right on site, and they do have those nonstop exclusive vacation flights for some times of the year. I got a little sneak peek from our friends at Apple. It's probably likely that they will have Rockford again for 26, and they probably likely will also have Costa Rica. But I would anticipate end of May, early June for those to get released for 2026.
And how far in advance can you buy a plane ticket?
Typically, not including the charters or those exclusive nonstop vacation flights, 330 days prior to your return date is typically when the big airlines release their schedules. So like if you were looking at going in August of next year, it's likely that it's going to be like September of this year that you'd be able to purchase those. But these charters, these exclusive nonstop vacation flights, are owned and operated by Apple Leisure Group. So they will just release their entire season all at once. So gotcha. Usually get May, June of this year, you'll be able to see the 2026 schedules for Milwaukee and for Rockford if they opt to have Rockford. But sounding pretty good because it went really well for them last year.
Okay. Speaking of 2026, we released a whole bunch of trips over the past few weeks, and you can get the link by texting FWT to 855-616-1620. Here's the catch. If you don't capitalize FWT, I've already seen a couple come in. It comes over as get. You get auto-corrected to get.
Dang, and
you
auto-correct.
So if you didn't get a link back, it wasn't because we did something wrong on our end. It's because it auto-corrected on you. So capitalize that FWT to 855-616-1620. So Danielle, tell me, you've been doing this for 2 years now, you said, right? Just about 2 years.
Yep.
You're obviously doing well because you're one of the 40 under 40 that people are picking out and saying, hey, this person's doing something right. What would you tell somebody that wants to get into this business?
Ooh, that's a good question. Was that one of our texts?
No, that's just me asking a question.
Yeah, honestly, I did not come from the travel industry. I came from customer service industry. Honestly, if it's something you have, if you see an opportunity, just jump into it. So when I got hired, we had a training academy. So I got hired along with other people, and then we went through eight-ish weeks of training. That's just how it was here at Fox. And the nice thing is working here, if there's something you don't know, we have a whole team of people who have been in the industry for a long time. So, I mean, that's the nice thing is you can't be scared to do it. If I have a client who comes to me and say they want to go to Amsterdam, I haven't been to Amsterdam, but I still want to take it on. I have amazing coworkers who have been there, have sent many clients there that I can, you know, get assistance with. I've sold a lot of places that I haven't been to. And the more you do it, you just get more familiar and, you know, yeah. So just don't be afraid to do it. Reach out, try something new. And I've gotten pretty confident with myself, even at times when I wasn't sure. So I love working here. It's a great job.
Well, didn't you guys just win some big award for being a great place to work?
We did. Yeah, a couple of them, actually. And I would say, too, just to kind of take on to what Danielle said, I think this job is something that is not expected. I think people have an idea of what they think maybe we do or how easy and fun it would be to put trips together. And don't get me wrong, it's one of the most fun jobs out there, because how cool to be able to talk travel when you have a passion for it yourself. But there's a lot of behind the scenes too. And that is why for people who are trying to get in, we know there are companies out there where you can just pay a small fee and they'll give you a code to be a travel agent. Mm-hmm. And it's not as simple as that. There are so many rules and restrictions and regulations, and every airline has different requirements. Every hotel brand has different requirements. It's a lot of information, and it's always ever changing. We have ridiculously long bucket lists, because every time someone wants to plan a trip someplace new, we add it to our bucket list. So we always want to make sure we get to go and explore the world and see some of the places that our travelers are getting to see too. But yeah, we know it's a want for a lot of people, because passion or travel is a passion that so many people have, including Danielle.
All right. We do have a question here about Big Ben on the text line. We'll get to that when we come back, but we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620. That's Society Unlimited, WTMJ talking text line. Check them out, foxworldtravel.com. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
50 degrees already in Milwaukee, going to be sunny, and 62. Get outside and enjoy it. Dayton Kane here with Andrea, Elliot, and Danielle. Elliot, turn on your mic and say hi, just so people know that I'm not lying, that you're actually
Hello,
here.
Hello, okay, people of Wisconsin, right. I am here.
We did get a text here that asks an interesting question. It says they're going to London in late July, trying to get the Big Ben behind the scenes or interior tour of the engineering for their engineering student's son. So they logged in at 4 a.m. on Wednesday. That must have been when they said these are when these tickets are going on sale, and they were gone already. Is there another source? That's what they're wanting to know.
And Danielle and I were talking about this over the commercial break, and not that we are aware of. There are just some of those tours in some destinations. Like, I know the Anne Frank House is another one in Amsterdam, where they release tickets on a specific day at a specific time, and there's a specific allotment. And if they're gone, they're gone. And I don't know of any other sources that offer this. Everything that I was seeing was like the official UK Parliament website to be able to get this tour. I would check out Viator. Viator. Viator is a company that we use a lot for tours, excursions, offsite activities to do in all sorts of different destinations. And they might not be able to get you this exact thing, but they might be able to get something close for you. So I would check out Viator just to see if they have something that you still might be interested in.
Yeah. So the UK Parliament puts this on it.
That's what it appears to me.
So it's kind of cool though. Spiral staircases, exhibit spaces, clock mechanism room, the dials, all that stuff you get to see from the inside. That's kind of neat. Well, good luck finding that. I hope you can get in while you're there. Let's quickly again go through some of these trips that we've announced over the last few weeks that people need to get in on. Is anything like, did anything like come out of the gates and you're like, oh my gosh, it's almost sold out already?
Alaska, we have a big chunk of our Alaska already sold as soon as we put that on, because we know that that is on a lot of, especially Wisconsin folks, that's really high on their bucket list to see. We did see Tanzania for the late 2025 Tanzania trip that Rose launched. That one sold out in like 2 days.
Really?
Which is why we do now have another one, an identical trip in 2026. And then we did also put that South Africa one on there too. But yeah, we have Mekong Discovery with 2 nights in Saigon, which is a very cool river cruise opportunity where you're getting Cambodia and Vietnam. That one always does really, really well for us too. Japan, again, we talked earlier, that one is really, really hot. Colleen's got Egypt on there still that we have a little bit of space left on. There's just so many cool, unique ones. And again, more to offer. Oh, the yacht one. How can I forget about the yacht? you get to cruise the coast of Croatia by luxury yacht. Libby and I last week talked about the Swiss Splendors by rail. Lots of people want to see Switzerland. And we've partnered with our good friends at Globus, and they offer like rail through Switzerland, which is such a cool. And it's not rail like you think of here. It's not Amtrak. It's these nice trains that you are able to see the countryside and the mountains. And that one is really, really exciting for us as well.
So Danielle, I haven't booked a trip yet for this year. Is it still too late?
No, it's not too late. It's never too late.
So what kind of lead time do you suggest people look at when they're looking at taking a vacation?
Well, always, I just feel like reach out as soon as you know what you want to do. Because like what Andrea was saying earlier about that, even if the airfare is too far out, like we get inquiries all the time for Europe because that's a big thing and people want to plan that far out. We can still put together other pieces and just circle back around to do like the airfare when it becomes available. So I always appreciate when clients just contact us like sooner. Obviously people reach out to us for more like last minute, and we always try our best. Always availability is always, you know, depending on what that is, but yeah, always just reach out.
We're seeing leads come in and inquiries come in for 2027 and 2028, and they're doing family trips or they're doing heritage tours and they want to go genealogy stuff. And like Danielle said, there's not a lot we can actually book right now for things that are that far out, but it's good to start planning as soon as you have the idea. Get some ideas, get some, talk to an expert on, you know, what destinations, the must-sees, what kind of time do I need to spend in these particular destinations? You can have all that figured out. So the second the hotel have the space available, the flights become available, then we're ready to go, and we can just get those taken care of right away.
What about on the opposite end of that? I just got a big bonus. I got some vacation time coming up. Is there a trip I can just jump on and be somewhere next month?
I think it completely depends on your flexibility. If you're flexible and you don't have if you have a very specific destination, specific dates, we could run into availability depending on what the destination is. Like obviously spring break, we always tell people do not wait for that. Yeah. Christmas is actually a busier week than even spring break is. So don't wait if you have Christmas or New Year's plans. Anytime over a holiday, things get a little less available for us to pick from. But yeah, if you want something last minute and you're open to destination, the hotel type, flight, you know, I can go out of Milwaukee, Chicago, or Midway. I can go out of, you know, if you're open to that, we can in most cases find you something.
All right. We have one segment left. Get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Andrea Elliott and Danielle. And you know what? I haven't seen Rose in over a month. When's the next time I can see her?
She will be back next week.
Okay.
She comes home from the Galapagos on Monday night, so okay. She'll be back on Saturday.
She'll be back on Saturday for this show?
Yes.
Okay. Will I be able to see her before that, or when is she doing?
She is doing something really exciting that I get to tease a little bit. Usually she gets to be the one to tease new stuff, but we have a very, very cool top secret for now trip that we are launching for 2026. Rose is going to be on a Facebook Live event on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
This Tuesday.
Yes, at 11 a.m. Central Time. So Fox World Travel Facebook page. It's just Fox World Travel. Rose will be doing a Facebook Live event where she is going to launch the next 2026 tour. And to just tease it a little more, this is a destination we have never done before. This is a tour partner that we have not worked before. Very high-end, very luxury. Super excited about this. And that Rose is going to be taking out. So I would love for everyone who is still waiting for the rest of those 2026 come out to before making a decision on where they want to go, to definitely make sure you are tuning in on our Facebook Live at Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 11 a.m. Rose is going to launch something very cool.
Okay. And even after that one's announced, you're saying there's still
more
coming?
There's more. What? There's
how?
More.
How?
We have several more, yeah, that we're really excited about. So she'll probably have several on next week's show on Saturday to talk through as well. But the Tuesday one, we're just making a little extra special just because it is so unique. Again, a destination that we have not done a Fox Group vacation tour to before, and a partner that we're really excited to work with.
Awesome. Got another text here. It says, quick follow-up question to the discussion of direct charter flights. Are they out yet for Christmas 2025 through New Year's?
I can answer that. So right now, all that's out is Chicago O'Hare. So we are still waiting for the Milwaukee schedule for the charter flights. It'd probably be, what do we say, like end of May,
early June. If last year, I think it was June 6th they launched, and I'm anticipating it's going to probably be right around that same time frame this year.
So the Chicago ones are with Frontier.
Okay.
That's their nonstop this year, so.
All right. Another one just popped up. Are you planning on a World War II European trip again?
Oh, I don't know that we have one on the books right now for 2026, but again, more to come.
Okay.
And there might be, stay tuned, more information on some of those.
Okay. And somebody else said they were a travel agent back in the 70s and they loved it. They're thinking about getting back into it. What is a good age to get into this business if you're thinking about it? Is there one?
Honestly, I don't think there's a specific age. I mean, I got into it pretty early. Danielle got into it. I grew up in travel, though, so I kind of knew I wanted to be one forever. But I really do think that if you have a little bit of experience with sales and with customer service, that's a huge help because this is a lot of client relationship building. Right. You really get to know some of these people. When I was selling, I got to experience where somebody did a honeymoon and then they did a family trip with their kids and then their kids started to grow up. And, you know, you hear these stories of like you get to know the dogs and the dog sitters and where their kids stay when they're traveling. And you really just build these awesome relationships with our travelers. So if that is of interest, that's something that, again, really appealed to me and Danielle when we wanted to get into it. But really any age, I think, is good. If you have the passion, you really love travel, you want to talk about travel all of the time and get to experience some really cool destinations yourself, I think it would be open for any age.
Yeah, I would also say too, just like piggybacking off of that, definitely an aspect of being willing to learn in terms of technology, just because just everything's digital. Like I grew up with, you know, the computers and everything like that. So I'm pretty quick to kind of pick up on new things. There's not even paper plane tickets. I mean, you can get a boarding pass printed at an airport, but we're always telling people download the airline app, you know, kind of walking through clients on everything.
Travelers will still ask us, like, where is my ticket? I'm like, well, that's not a thing anymore. You just have this number that you give them, and that is your ticket. And this texter wrote in, and Danielle and I were talking about this too. Some of our older advisors who have been in the business a long time, they talk about handwritten tickets where they actually had these pieces of paper where they would handwrite the details, your record locator, everything on, and then issue them. And that just does not exist anymore. Everything is electronic. There's no paper documents. There's no paper or anything anymore. So yeah, being open to that aspect of it too, I think is helpful.
All right. I'm going to see if he's been paying attention. Elliot, what does Fox World Travel all do when it comes to travel?
everything.
All right, he was. Right.
It's a prize.
No, wrap us up. Tell us where people can find you and how they get in touch.
Yeah, so foxworldtravel.com is a great resource for you. That is our website. On there, you can find all sorts of information on our group tours. You can also read bios for all of our advisors. You want to find Miss Danielle on there, you can shoot her a message electronically on our website. You can do that. You can send in inquiries for anything that you want. All of our contact information is on there. We are open. All of our physical office locations are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are just about ready to wrap up our seasonal Saturday hours. So right now, today, we are open from 9 until noon. Likely next week is going to be that last week that we have those Saturday hours. But if any of the trips that we talked about today were appealing to you, you have any questions at any time, 24 hours a day, you can send that inquiry online on our website. There's a big orange banner down at the top that says plan your trip. You can use that. And then that goes over to a team of our vacation managers who will go through those very thoroughly and get you into the right person's hands who can help you out with whatever it is you're looking for.
Awesome. Great job, guys. We got to go. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.